evening, none of us here. It is a pleasure to have you here in Colombia. It's me.
Hey, here.
Okay. Tatiana from orbitarock.com. So it is a pleasure to have you here. I was watching you there. I was jumping with your music. So thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
I have a question.
We had such a good time tonight. Really good time.
Great. Les estoy diciendo que es un placer para nosotros tenerlos aquí en Colombia y que estábamos viendo su evento.
I didn't say it that fast. I said it slowly. We had a good time.
Okay.
So I said it slowly.
Great. I've got two questions for you. The first one, how did you feel here in Bogota, seeing all these people in front of you, singing your songs? And second one, you have a strong lyrics, I mean, like heavy lyrics.
Let's just do one question at a time.
Okay, great. How did you feel?
Awesome, right?
Yeah, awesome.
¿Cómo
yeah.
se sintieron?
Fan-fucking-tastic.
No, it's our new thing. We're going to not play a city, and then come to the city and not play. And then the third time, you have 30,000 people. It's awesome. This is the new paradigm for rock and roll. Don't play, don't play, play.
No tocar, y después tocar.
Perfect.
Okay, my main question is, you have like heavy or strong lyrics for people.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's your second question?
Do you have like a strong lyrics for some people? So I would like to know if you consider yourselves like rebel people, like you want to give a strong message to young people.
Strong message to young people.
Les estoy preguntando que si. Ellos tienen letras bastante pesadas.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
Si no se consideran rebeldes y que
seriously,
no se quieren dar.
Young people, go to school, go to college, make money, and then do a lot of drugs.
Okay.
Por aquí, that's how we did it. It was perfect.
Vayan al colegio, vayan a la universidad.
I first tried cocaine at 32 years old. 32. I'm not lying.
La cocaína. No estoy mintiendo.
You don't believe me. Why would I fucking lie to you?
No me cree porque les mentiría.
I tried ecstasy at 34, cocaine at 32, Vicodin 28. Don't believe me, but that's the fucking truth.
Pero es verdad.
Okay, Mike.
Hey.
Congratulations for the show.
Thanks. What a fun show. It was fucking
fun. It was so funny, yeah. My question would be, why don't you play any songs from Heavy Petting Zoo album? That would be my first song.
Mm-hmm.
And
¿por qué no tocaron canciones de ese album?
We only had an hour and 15 minutes. If we had 3 hours... We still wouldn't play a song from that record.
But maybe
solo teníamos una hora y quince. Si hubiéramos tenido más tiempo, hubiéramos tocado mucho más.
A short one.
Do you like that record?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. ¿Te gusta el álbum? Sí.
You must like mucho. Nirvana.
Te debe gustar Nirvana.
No.
Next time we play, we'll play Decline and we'll play the whole Heavy Petting Zoo record.
La próxima vez tocaremos entonces todo el álbum.
Okay, and secondly, what?
Yeah, everyone has to have two questions.
Yeah, for sure. Secondly, what is
not fair?
You're about to have 30 years together. What's the key for being together? Why don't you get bored or anything?
¿Cuál es la clave para estar 30 años juntos?
Seriously, the key is that we're friends. We've never had a fight. We
somos
feel
amigos,
very lucky to be playing music. I mean, we've known each other forever.
We got together because we didn't get together because we were good musicians. We got together because we liked each other. Mm-hmm.
No están juntos porque sean buenos músicos, sino porque les gusta estar juntos.
Friends first, and then, you know, learn to play instruments all the time.
And how can you be in a band that's successful and you make a living?
Friends first,
and
then
argue.
Lovers.
And we're so fucking lucky that's the secret, is being in a band with cool guys.
Somos muy afortunados.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Guys from Global City Radio, and I got a question. You've been in the record business for tapes, CDs. You've seen the evolution. Now, where is it going? Everybody's downloading. Nobody's buying. You go to the shows. You buy the T-shirt.
I used to have a big house. Now I have a condominium.
Oh, that's better.
Seriously. That's where the music industry.
Bajando la música.
Yeah,
primero,
he used to have five houses. Only two houses!
Solamente dos casas.
The music industry is going terrible, and that's okay. Because music shouldn't be about money. It should be about good music.
A la industria musical no le está yendo
bien, pero
está
you should buy
bien.
Our records!
Está bien que la industria musical no esté bien. Porque la música no debería ser acerca del dinero, pero no deberían, solamente deberían comprar sus
now,
discos.
Second question.
Oh, everyone needs two questions, you
like
fucking
the,
asshole.
Hey, you said it. In apocalyptic sense, if this will be the end of the world, 2012, what will you guys do as artists? What will you guys do differently, or what will you guys do?
Si este fuera el final del mundo, ¿cuál sería lo que ustedes harían como artistas?
This sounds fucked. But I live every day like it's the end of the world.
Esto suena horrible, pero vivo todos los días como si fuera el último día. Realmente lo hago.
He does.
Lo hace.
Think about it.
¿Listo? Esto sí en español. Llegué un poco tarde al show, no lo vi todo y había una bandera de arcoíris. En el escenario. Quisiera saber si llegó ahí durante el show, no sé, no estuve, qué hacía ahí, qué significa.
What's the meaning of that flag that you had on stage? Like, she didn't get the whole show, so you had a rainbow flag. Like, what's the meaning?
The rainbow flag is serious. Rainbow flag is the gay flag.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we like to bring the gay flag everywhere we go because mm-hmm. no bands bring the gay flag. And it's because being gay is awesome, and none of us are gay, but especially in South America, being gay is fucked. Mm-hmm. You're gay, and people look at you, they look down on you, and mm-hmm. it's civil rights.
Mm-hmm. Traemos esta bandera a todos los shows porque aquí hay mucha
movement.
Gente porque no lo hacen muchas bandas, así que siempre lo hacemos. Aquí en Sudamérica las personas gays no son, digamos, muy populares, y me parece un acto de actos de
it's actually
civil.
It's serious.
Mm-hmm. Es muy serio.
You have to give respect to gay people.
Hay que
much respect.
Respeto,
gay marriage, gay everything. You can't just be you can't say I'm okay with gay people. You have to be like yes.
Mm-hmm. No solamente tiene que estar uno bien con la gente gay, sino apoyarlos, decir sí.
Un aplauso para NoFX. Muchas gracias. Thank you NoFX for coming.
We're not done.
Any other questions?
Since Mike's Jewish, he likes to drag this out of me. Part of my heritage. What? It's a kind of a family secret that my grandfather died in a concentration camp in World War II.
Yeah.
It's very sad. But how did he die?
Stress. You have any idea how hard it is guarding 6 million Jews?
Hi.
Family. Friends. Apples.
Hi. First of all, I want to congratulate you for your great
How many questions do you have? 5 questions?
No, just one more question.
One question.
And I want to know about your participation in the 99% movement in the United States.
¿Cuál su participación en el movimiento 99%?
Yes.
99% en Estados Unidos.
I wrote a song and I spoke out at many demonstrations, but I'm part of the 1%.
Escribí una canción y hago parte de las protestas, pero hago parte del 1%.
It doesn't take that much. Mm-hmm. To be one part of the 1%, it's 2 incomes, $300,000. Anyway, I'm part of the 1%. Mm-hmm. I have a record label and a band, and I think it's part of the responsibility of the 1% to speak out. Mm-hmm. Against the other 1%, the fucking assholes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to say I'm part of the 99% because I'm part of the 1%, but I mm-hmm. still speak out for the 99%. Like Michael Moore. Michael Moore is the speaker for the people of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Moore has fucking $20 million. He's fucking wealthy. But he speaks for the people of the world, for the masses.
Okay, so one more question then. How realistic is all those comments that you make in that song, Franco-American, in terms of how we're seeing Michael Moore that you just mentioned, Noam Chomsky, how does all these people have influenced your music and your lyrics?
They've influenced our music. I mean, I read books. Karl Marx influenced my music. Propaganda influenced my music.
You know, I
said today, Karl Marx is a rich person too. Mm-hmm. It's a responsibility of people with power and money to speak out mm-hmm. against people with power and money. Because poor people can't speak out.
La gente que
no one's listening.
No tiene dinero, no
it has to be people with money to speak out.
¿Alguna otra pregunta para NoFX? Bueno, un aplauso. Ahora sí. Bueno, la última pregunta.
Third time, no? This is your third time here. What did you feel last night?
Last show,
being there at the venue and not being able to do the concert? How did you feel that time you just went to your hotel? And
what's the question?
I'm sorry. Last time here in Bogota, you came here and you were there and you could not play. What did you feel that time?
Sad.
Tristes.
It sucked. It was terrible. It was terrible. It's the worst thing. We were sitting here, not here, but here, there, and waiting to play. And we couldn't play. We're like this.
But now you're good, man. Excellent concert. I love it. You're my favorite band ever. Mm-hmm. I love you, man. Really good. I am really big fan of you. Thank you so much. You made me so happy.
Hey!
Un aplauso para NoFX.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, eat the apple.
They have sexual diseases in their mouth, and so. Oh boy, here it comes.
Hey guys.
What happened?
Well, Mike, you told me in front of the stage you're gonna come here to Bogota in 5 years, yeah? I don't know if it is fucking serious, but you should come here before, right? Serious, Melvin, are you gonna come here to Bogota to play like 1 year, this year, coming year? When?
Yeah, we don't have any plans. We like to play new cities all the time.
Right.
But we played here, so why are you asking when the next time we're playing here?
It was fucking awesome, right? But anyway, every time you want to come, welcome, right?
Thank you.
Hey, Mike.
Bésame mucho.
Bien, thank you.
And me and Melvin do this one. Here we go.
Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila, hey.
Juice.
Havana Gila, Havana Gila.
All right, now have Smelly sing a white song.
Get on the bus and row. Oh, the boat.
Put up a fence.
All right, so let's have no more questions. Then we're done, right? Oh, one more.
Una pregunta. Bueno, primero, gracias por el apoyo a la comunidad LGBT. Soy haciendo parte de Radio Diversidad, emisora comunitaria. Y la pregunta es, ¿qué palabras le dan ustedes a esas bandas que ahora están empezando? Que apenas empiezan con su rock y con su punk de aquí de Colombia.
Okay, first of all, like to thank for the support to the gay community, and they want to know like what do you have to say to those all these new bands that are coming now, like here in Colombia, for example. Like, what is your advice?
I would like to say join a punk band and see the world.
This is what worked for us. We had fun doing it. We had no expectations. Mm-hmm. So when we first started, if we played one show, we won. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, a couple years later, we were going on small little tours. All right, all it is about is having fun. Mm-hmm. It's not about becoming a rock star, becoming rich. And that's what everybody should do. All the new bands, play music because you love it. That's it.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you very much.
Bueno, nombre de Artes, Instituto Digital de las Artes, la Secretaría de Cultura, Recreación y Deporte y la Alcaldía Mayor de Bogotá. Le damos las gracias a todos y todas por habernos acompañado en Rock al Parque 2012, la Fuerza de la Diversidad. La página web www.multiartes.gov.co encontró toda la información y el balance del festival. Gracias.
Sí, claro, es una beca de 15%.